Let's begin. Okay. Last week we started discussing the concept of reheating food. Today's shiur is going to be a continuation of that. And we started off last week discussing the stira and the machaber between Reish Nun Gimel Gimel and Reish Nun Gimel Hey. Because in Gimel, the first arrow on the first page, it says Hamashkin Baboker, someone wakes up in the morning, Verosh Higdiach Chilo, and he's afraid that he saw that his tafshil got a little burnt, and it looks like if he leaves it on any longer, it's going to get more burnt. Yara Pen Yagdiach Yoser, Yochol Lahasir. Whereas you could take an empty pot and then put the kedera with the food on top of the empty pot. This way it'll be elevated. But you have to make sure that you don't put down the food. Because if you want to return something to the fire, you could take it off the fire, but you still have to hold on, then you can return it back onto the blech. So he's assuming that the empty pot is like a blech. It's just an elevated blech, so it won't get hot as much, this way it won't continue to burn the tafshil. That's Gimel. But it would be also to take like from the fridge. That was in the fridge Friday night and put it on this because he only permits, even though it's Algal Gbe Kedera, but it has to be Odo Biodo. But in Hay, he says, Mutter Lit Loses. That you can put something on a kedera. So we had the stira. And this is talking about even if you take it from the fridge. So we saw the Prima Gadim said that it depends if the kedera, the bottom kedera is full or empty. That if it's full, that's kedera, I'll grab a kedera, then you can. If it's empty, then you can't. Well, we saw the Dogo Mervava makes a chiluk between something that you normally don't cook on top of the kedera, so it's not mechzi. The whole idea of kedera gabi kedera is that, see, even though the halacha is if something's fully cooked, ain't bishul achar bishul, but you still can't put something on top of the fire because it's mechzi kimavasha. It looks like you're cooking, it's mechzi kimavasha. So, but no one cooks on a kedera. So the question is, why don't we say the same thing? No one cooks on an inverted, right? But that we don't permit. We don't permit you to take it from the take it from the fridge and put it on the inverted. So some say that's only talking about a dover lach. That a dover lach. We don't permit because we're afraid that even if it's hot, you'll come to put it on when it's cold. But in the Chanami, Dover Yovish is okay. That was the Mogad of Ram. Oh, okay, my dear friend. Okay, so we're doing the same. We're talking about that stira from last week, where in the Mechaber, whether you could. Take something from the fridge and put it on an inverted tin or not.
Someone in my office is just talking about something.
Yeah.
You have a, you call a hot plate without any controls. Does that make it better? It just plugs into the outlet.
Yeah.
Does that make it better?
Some say it makes it better, yeah.
So,
Because then there's no shemichat but kolim. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Some say just cover it. Some say.
So having not having it.
The new one that we got, we just got a new one that's, you know, that was tested. You know, right. The old ones from Eretz Yisrael, they're not right. tested, and it was starting to peel, and it was, I was getting,
we were getting. Use it, no, you still with the Shabbat, like, still have a hole.
But yeah, but we have, but the way the new one is, the one that you got it from that store in Brooklyn, one of those stores, it has a cover for the dial. As a cover for the dial. Okay, so the question is, if you can put a pot on an inverted tin or not. So it's a simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is you can't, because in Gimel he says only if it's odo biyodo, you can put it back on the kedera rekanis. And here in Hay he says you can put it, but at the end when there was food, that was the prima godim, that if there's food in the bottom pot, then you could take dried fruit food from the fridge and put it one pot on top of the other pot, because even though it's fully cooked, there's still an iser mechsim kivashel. It looks like you're cooking, but it doesn't look like you're cooking if you put a pot on pot on top of a pot, because who does it that way? But we mentioned that there's the Alter Rebbe. Take a look on page 3. That's the Shulchan Aruch Harav. That's the Alter Rebbe, the first Rebbe of Chabad. And he wrote his own Shulchan Aruch, which is fascinating. Fascinating Shulchan Aruch. So the top is the straight halachas, and then the Kuntras Achron is more like intricate discussions. So he discusses this Shulchan Aruch, and the question is, well, again, why can't you use a empty pot? So the Prima Godim has this thing about a full pot versus an empty pot. So he's going to say differently. So he's going to say, and I'll show it to you inside, that in a chanami, you could put on an inverted tin, even from the fridge. The Shulchan Aruch says no. Shulchan Aruch is talking about inside the kedera. Al-gabi kedera means inside the kedera, meaning you're not putting an inverted pin. You're putting the kedera is right side up, and you're putting it in the pot. So then, that's like a blech. But if it's inverted, so Rav Soloveitchik, that's a crooked blech. No, that's a crooked blech is mutter. Because the way Rav Gutman said, it's avir mafsik. Because no one cooks with, you know, space in between. So, according to this shita, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, as I'll show you inside in a second, it would be totally mutter to take dried food from the fridge and put it on the what? On the kedera, on the empty kedera.
That's flipped upside down.
And the Shulchan Aruch that Asid, that's talking about when it wasn't flipped. And it wasn't flipped.
I mean, if you have an inverted chin on top of a blech, then it's not right over the fire.
Inverted chin on top of the blech, so then he holds it. So the Prima Godim holds that's also. Right, Kedera Rekanis. Except, I told you, Rav David Feinstein, Rav Olbaum said that even the Prima Godim would be moida if the inverted tin was on top of a blech, because then the blech is really covering the fire, and this is a separate thing. So I wanted to show you the exact, 1 second. The exact line here in the and the Kuntres Achron. Here's the Kuntres Achron. Starts off with the Magen Avraham. One second. F show, 1 second. Yep. Here we go. Take a look. The first word in line is Gabe Tanur in the bottom. Gabe Tanur. See where it says Gabe Tanur? So go to the end of that line. Afilo Hachi, Besiv Gimel Oshari, Elipatnai Chazara. And Siv Gimel, you can only put it back if you have the conditions of Chazor, that's Odo Biyodo, but not from the fridge. Mishum de Toch HaKedera Ekarnis Gara Tvei Mial Gabi Kedera HaTmuna. Because you're putting it Toch inside the Kedera Ekarnis. So since you're putting it on inside, so that's considered... That's still considered Mechse Kimavasho. But if you would flip it over, even if it would be Reikonis, it would be okay. So that's Rav Goodman pointed out, that he thought that, you know, there was in the literature world, they're into the Mishnah Brura, and, you know, so in the Mishnah Brura world, like Rabbi Willig pointed out, so he quotes the Prima Godim, as Rabbi Willig pointed out, so they want to have Dafka, you know, food in the bottom kedera, and then you can put the one kedera on top of the other kedera. But in the Hasidic world, like Rav Goodman pointed out, and they paskin like the Hasidic pointed out, like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, then he's saying that the kedera on top of kedera is mutter, even if the empty bottom kedera is empty. And the reason why gimel you can't take from the fridge is because it's not kedera al gabe kedera; it's kedera betoch kedera. And that's how the Alter Rebbe learns. I mean, to me, it's very mistaber, Azoy. That, I mean, do you know anyone who would cook with an inverted pot and put the food they want to cook on top of the inverted pot? It's hard to, so the word is, so that's considered not al gabe hakira anymore. That's a different plateau, a different thing. So, and that's Rabbi Olbam quotes it here as well on page 5, the Milchas Chaim. Ula Mishulchan Aruch Harav B'Kuntros Achron Maten Advam She'ikir L'Daito Shemutu L'Aniach B'Shabbos Gam al gabi kedei rekodis. That's the ikar halacha.
Didn't the Gra have a chaka by a kli rishon that it shouldn't be shalom al gabi aish every chodesh?
Yeah.
So that
but this is fully cooked. This is fully cooked.
Okay.
This is fully cooked. Okay, so now let's take a look in the Maril on page 7. Okay, so he's talking also about heating up food on Shabbos, and he discusses, you know, how to do it. So take a look. Really, the key line here is on page 8. Take a look on page 8. top line. Uvachorif nami also lanicha davis b'shabas korav etzel tanur b'sachorif. So the tanur b'sachorif means like it was like a fireplace that they would have to keep people warm. So it would have, you know, coals and things like that. So the question is, are you allowed to put food on Shabbos near the fireplace? So b'chorav nami also laniach kederes b'shabbos korav etzel tanur beis chorav the chozer v'tzchamu v'yoseh.
I thought the Makoro said that that's what you're allowed to do.
One second. B'chorav nami also laniach kederes b'shabbos korav etzel tanur. Why? So what's this that you can put it? The chosrin. So what's the issue over there? In other words, whether you're allowed to put it next to the. So the different. The different nuschos in the footnote of what he's saying. What exactly is he saying? Look in the footnote 5. Neri yish b'divrei rabbeinu shtei nuschos. Fi nuschach nitpas chen v'kizvei anemah shem b'tanur beis achorav asu laniach kederes b'shabes korav heitzel tanur. You can't do it because we're afraid that you'll do it when it cools off and then you'll violate Bishul. But then he says, "V'dochach hiter b'sefer agudah b'shem maram laniach hatichas etz tachteim lamidem kein al gabe hatanur beis achorif. V'lo lamidem matzim l'hedi al gabe hatanur." So he says that what? That if you want to heat up food on top of the fireplace, on top of this tanur, so you can take a piece of wood. So you shouldn't just put it on top of the tanur. You should put it, take a chatichas eitz, and then put it on top of the chatichas eitz. For lo lamidim ba'atzin lehedi al gabi tanur. So the question is, what is this heter of chatichas eitz? So it comes from the Agudah on page 9, the Sefer Agudah. That's where he says he's getting it from.
So that's, hey, Maran.
Yeah. So let's see. Let's look at the Sefer Agudah.
I thought the halacha is that you can put fully cooked food right next to the near the fire, in the open fire.
Well, normally the halacha is you can't put it on top. You can put menatzad if it's fully cooked. Yes, gabe ha'esh no, because that's mechzik kemavashel. So here he's matir to put it on top of the esh if you put a piece of wood. If you put a piece of wood. So he says, so see with the arrow, the last line with the end of the brackets. Matasi b'tashbeitz. So that's the Maram Rutenberg, right?
The Talmud of the
Maram, right? But that's his
Psochim.
The Psochim is right. Psochim. Matasi b'tashbeitz, aval al dapim shal gabe tonor mutter. So you can put it on top of, if you take wood and you put it on top of the tanur, that's okay. Even though l'chor, it's still agabe eish. It's still agabe eish. If you want to see the tashbeitz here on page 10, just happen to have the tashbeitz handy. This is the Sefer tashbeitz. And
there's a new Machon Yerushalayim tashbeitz.
Yeah, but they did they didn't keep the same order of the numbering, so it's very confusing. To use it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the standard one. This is a Talmud of the Maram Rutenberg. He wrote different psukim from his Rebbe. So the Chav Zayis, Omer Maram Shemuto Lachamein Pashtida B'Shabbos Eitzel HaEish Meirochok. So he says you can take Pashtida, the type of baked food, and you can put it near the fire. B'mokom Shem HaYatzo Lettuce Bowl.
That's not what the
Shulchan
said.
One second. But then he says, But then the last three lines, "Yesh dapim hasuim al gabe tanur, k'mo sheyesh be Rutenberg, For Rabbi Mekom says mutar laniach al gabei hadapim. So what's this heter? What's this heter? Why are you allowed to? So you look at the Mishnah Brura, Pei Aleph, on page 11. The first wide line, Achein b'Mariel. See the first wide line in the middle, Achein b'Mariel. Is the tzarich lahafsik sham al hamaziva. Is eight of daf lekeira. Yosim gedera leha. So in other words, it's a hacker. So I think Rav Avadi Yosef, if I'm not mistaken, one of his makoros for his heter of a blech to return is from this Mariel, because he says once you have a hacker, then it's okay. So you have the blech, you have your hacker.
I'm glad he acknowledges the Mariel. Yeah.
I thought you need a shinoi for shiyum lechadchila and not a hacker. I thought a hacker is only like a blach.
Right, so question, so why does everyone else, the rest of the world, disagree with him? What about this Mariel that says if you have a piece of wood you put, so then on top of the tanur, so then you can put the chicken on top of that piece of wood. So why don't you say the same thing over here? So he says, if it's talking about if you're gonna put a liquid, then it has to be shalom etzani. But if you put a solid, then even if it's a stanin, it's okay. Tavshil is a liquid. The ilav hachi also mishum bishul. So stanin is no bishul by dover yavish. If it's mivushal kol tzarcha, it's only by. So tavshil means like a soup. That's what he means by tavshil. Oh, so still. A question: What this means? So Rav Abadi has a tshuva where he tries to understand what's pshat in this Mariel. So he quotes Rav Avadi Yosef on page 14. Look in the in other words, he's quoting Rav Avadi Yosef the whole time here. So Masha on the arrow, on the bottom arrow, Mashahevi means Mashahevi Rav Avadi Yosef, because he's quoting in the paragraph Al Kolponim, he starts Mashakosub the Sefi Chavidas. That's Rav Avadi Yosef. So now everything else he's quoting from that tshuva. That's the famous tshuva where he permits to take something from the fridge onto the blech. Right, even from the fridge, and even if there's liquid, he permits, as long as the liquid is the minority. Whereas when we have heat up Shabbos day, my wife makes dafka the chicken cutlets that have no liquid in it, that we put back. But liquid, the liquid chicken, we only serve Friday night. because that went up, we take out, and then we don't put back in. The solid that's in the fridge, the whole night, and then Shabbos morning we put it on the, to heat it up.
Well, what else would you put on the kadera, shabbat kadera, besides something that's from the fridge, something on the table?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, some of the fridge, whatever, from the table, whatever you want. I mean, table. Yeah. Oh, but then he says, so Rav Avadi Yosef quotes this Maril as a source to his heter. Because the Maril says if you put on the tanur.
As a source or as the source?
Well, he has. No.
Masha Shehevi Sham.
Raya
Mimaril.
Yeah, but. No, because he quotes a Shud Zer Emes and. But Mariel maybe is one of his old sources. Hilchas Shabbos, Hinich Tas Barzal Maziva Shalatonov, Hinich Lavtavshim.
So the quintessential Ashkenaz is good enough for him.
Right, the
very Anovadyish.
Right, the quintessential Ashkenaz is what he's quoting, right. Because Mariel is right, like you said, it's the quintessential Ashkenaz Minhagim is the Mariel.
And he's the quintessential.
He's the quintessential.
He's got to be
smart. Right. So he says, "Mazu Raya, v'chi adiv min Maran she'osur b'reishin gimel, lama zepo yivsok imaril." In other words, he's saying that Maran said that you can't use the words, assuming like the prima gadim's shot. Even though Rav Avadya didn't, so he holds that you can't put the inverted pot is no good. Flamazet po yifseka maril v'neskisha maril hitim mishum shachoshev gam at tanul grufa. Shemasim tavvel zon harei zeshnei devarim. So he says no. He says, Rav Avadya, he thinks he got it wrong. That's Rav Avadya's taina. He says, because Rav Avadya is saying, the Maril said you can put it on top of your tanur, just put a piece there. Of wood there. A 2x4, a big piece of wood there, and then you put it on top of the piece of wood. So therefore, blech is like that piece of wood. So that's Rav Avadya Yosef's claim. So he says, no, but...
The wrong order.
No, he's saying like this. This is his taina. He says, the blech, you put directly on the fire. And now you're putting a pot on that. That's no good. The case of the maril is you're putting it on the roof of the tanur, which is already not normal. That's not the normal pace of cooking, on top of the tanur. You put in the tanur. On top of the tanur. So that already is a heker. And now you put a piece of wood there, so you have a double heker. So since you have a double heker, so then what? So then maybe there's a cooler.
So my reel says fire,
roof,
fire pot.
Normally,
wood,
normally food. When you cook during the week, you put food in the tanur.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fire in the bottom, and you put the food in it. So he's permitting the maril to put on top, on the roof of the tanur, provided that you also put a what? A
piece of wood.
A piece of wood.
And so the food is on top of the wood, which is on top of the roof.
Exactly.
Which is on top of the pot, with or without.
No, the pot is the pot you put on top of the. The pot is not in the. Now on Shabbos, you're not putting a pot in the thing. You're putting it on top.
Mm-hmm.
So Mimela,
so the blech is like the roof of the tanur.
Well, he's making it. He's saying a tiny that it's not. Mm-hmm. Meaning a blech is there's a fire. Now you have a blech. So that's still Mexican Mavashal, which is right atop of the fire. Here, the maril is matir when you put it on top of the roof of the tanur, because that's not normal to cook over there. But maybe you could still tiny that's called al gabe eish. So then you put a wood is a second heker.
And this maril is what we saw b'shem the aguda, b'shem the tashbetz?
Right, exactly. Maril, b'shem aguda, b'shem tashbetz, b'shem haram.
Yeah.
Can we say that the fact that it's a piece of wood and not, let's say, a piece of metal is the key element here? Because obviously, if there is a piece of wood,
it's not conducting, it's diminished. Right. It diminishes heat, Mashenkein, metal conducts.
It's a sign that there's no heat there, otherwise the wood would catch on fire. Right, so
In other words, maybe it's a dead of wood catch on fire.
Be there with any temperature.
Okay, maybe. So that's what he says. In other words, when you put on top of that tanur, that's like putting on top of the blech, but that's still not good enough. That's why you need the. Page 15. Hekerim. You have two hekerim. In other words, Rav Abadi is saying you have two hekerim. The maziva, hamafsekis, that means the rooftop. And the piece of wood. And then it won't be Mechzikim Vashel. But to put a piece of metal alone, like a blech, on the Eish Levad, Bevadesh Lohitir. The Maril would never matter that.
So he's saying Rav Avadi is not reading the Maril correctly?
Right. In other words, he's saying the Rav Avadi is extending the Maril to the Blach case, which he thinks is an inappropriate extension.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he says, and based on that, he says Rav Avadia was matir to put on a hot plate, was based on the same idea that because it's not Mechzikim Mevashel, it's covered up, like the fire is covered up also, because the heat source is inside the hot plate. So Eino Nochon, the Lord of Megdera Reikonis, because the Megdera Reikonis is still also. Now Rav Avadia will say back the Megdera Reikonis he holds according to Rav Avadia is mutter, because Rav Avadia didn't work with the pre-Megadim's Teretz. He held that the reason why Kedei Rekonis is usher is because it's talking about a liquid, and even when it's hot, there's a Gzei Rishema you might put it on when it's not hot. So it's a little bit unfair to ask him that Mechaber, because Rav Avadia has a different Pshat in that Mechaber.
It's Peledik that this is where Rav Avadia would get his limud from in the first place, though.
Yeah. Well, he quotes others. It's Farnish, Zara Emes. So,
I mean, does he paskin like the Zara Emes against the Mechaber?
No, but he has a different chart in the Mechaber.
Rambam and
but
Riff.
He does. Yeah. Because, in other words, Rav Avadia Yosef learned that the Mechaber wasn't saying that an empty kedera is not good. He was only asking it to put liquid on the empty kedera. Even when the liquid is hot, you can't do it because you might forget and put it when it's cold. But if it's a solid, then an empty kedera is good. That's the Machtes of Shechtes Pshan in the Magen Avraham, and that's how Rav Avadia learns. So that's how they point out Rav Avadia learns. So if you learn like the Prima Godim, and you hold that that's the only pshat, which Rav Abadi is working with, so then he says, well, the Mechaber asid empty kedera, so certainly he asid the blech. Yeah, but that's not necessarily a taina, because Rav Abadi has a different pshat in the Mechaber. So he suggests, an interesting suggestion, that maybe if you put two pieces of, you have a hot plate, and you put two pieces of aluminum foil on it, so then you'll have two, so that's like the two hekerim of the Maril.
A lot of people put aluminum foil on the blech, right?
On the hot plate.
Or on the hot plate.
I don't know. I don't see too many people putting aluminum foil. So he says maybe that's parallel to this double hecker of the. But he says you need at least a double hecker. And he thinks that it's not fair to compare this maril to the bluff case. That's sort of a body type.
They're talking about an adjustable hot plate.
Adjustable, non-adjustable. That's a separate issue whether it has to be non-adjustable or not. Whatever. Let's assume non-adjustable even. But he still holds. Now, perhaps there still could be another. Another pshat in this whole Indian.
You could have left and put it on top of the hot plate, then that would fulfill that requirement of two things. The way that Rav Vadi is explaining it.
Is that so?
I'm asking you. I don't.
Is that one? Because he wanted to have two tins on the.
Yeah, but in this case, why is this any different? Amaziva.
Maziva.
There's a fire within the
see, Maziva, you could say that's already not the, you know, one hecker. And this is another.
No one cooks on a hot plate.
So right, know. So you want to say that maybe.
Using this logic, it should be that you should put a black on top of the hot plate, it should be fine.
Right, even though he wanted to have two things, right. But I can hear your svara. I can hear your svara. Well. Oh. So, but there could be perhaps other pshatim. In this idea here.
In what?
The steam of the chaber we already said. So what did we say in this theory? Either difference between full and empty. We said a difference between lach and yavesh. A difference between something that you normally cook on, that was dug a revolver on the kira or not, and then the shulchan aruch harav saying putting it in the pot versus on top of the pot. Oh. But another idea to discuss over here in terms of the Sefer Or Halavana. From Mexico. He's still from Mexico, unless he moved. Okay, on page 24. Take a look. I don't go without it. For these inyanims, the best Sefer from these inyanims. My opinion. So he says like this. So the emes yesh lulmud lahatir shehiyah lachatchila b'shabes al rabbi kikis yapach. In other words, at first glance, you could say like Rav Avadi Yosef that you could put something on the blech or on an empty inverted tin from the maril. Mr. Maril says you put a piece of wood. That's okay. Dumya eight so dafshim mutu l'tein al tafshim. Even though the Machtes HaShekel argues, Hagam Shadas HaMachtes the whole Divrei Maril Hainu Dat Lagabi Chazar Val Tchilas. In other words, I'm sorry, the Machtes HaShekel wants to learn that the Maril only permitted it if it was Oda B'yado. He didn't permit it from the fridge, but that's not the normal pshat. Because Mokom B'Mishnah Berurah Mavur Behedya that Shehevi Midas HaMagad Avam Didin Zeh Afilu Lutein L'Chatchila B'Shabbos. Against the Machtes HaShekel. Machtes HaShekel says, oh, that whole Maril, how can you put on Gabayesh? No, it's talking about that it was Oda B'Yodo. But no, he wasn't talking about taking it from the fridge. But the Mishnah Berurah learns that he's talking about even taking it from the fridge if it's a davar yavish. So then he writes, so you could say like Rav Avadya, Omnam ze eino. He thinks it's wrong, just like Rav Abadi thought it was wrong. Kalali Shabbos, the whole divrei magadavam sheitil lechatchil b'Shabbos al gabi eitz odaf. Al tor mayu shenosan ha eitz odaf al gabi toner beis achorif al maziva shal atonos. Ein haderech levashal shal. Whereas you have to start off by being that it's in a mokum that you're not mevashal. On top of the tanner, you're not mevashal. But if you put it on top of the stove, you're mevashal over there. So a blech is not good enough if you're taking it from the fridge. Because that is a mokum, a place where the bishul takes place. So, but the Mariel was talking about, see, Rav Abadi's saying about two hekerim, I don't know, it's a little bit difficult. In other words, maybe the word is not just two hekerim. It needs, that you need one fundamental thing that's not in the mokum that you normally cook, and then in addition, to have a heker. But if you put something on the mokum ha'esh, even though whoever cooks on a blech, but still that's the mokum ha'esh, so it's mechzik ha'mevashel. So to make it not mechzik ha'mevashel, so it has to be, so it's interesting, it has to be what? Not on a mokum bishul, plus a heker. Unless you say, the question is, why is that? Why is it not enough that it's not a mokum? Whereas, why was the Maril so machmir? Whereas, Rav Avadya learned from the Maril his heter for the blech. Rav Avadya says, no. Over there, you had two hekerim, right? And the Ural Avana says two hekerim means you need one fundamental thing that it's not in a mokum bishul, and then you need a heker plus. But the question is why? Why don't we just say that the fact that it's on the rooftop of the tanur, that insufficient? Because whoever cooks that way.
Well, was it definitely abnormal to do that?
Oh, so that's the question. So what are you saying? I think you're hitting on
it's
something.
It's like a stove. Like you have a stove on top of your oven.
You see, maybe sometimes people did that. Maybe sometimes people, when they wanted to get a hot cup of water, maybe they would put it on top of the... But maybe it wasn't so muchach that... In other words, why? That's the fundamental question here. Why is the Mariel saying putting it on top of the tanur isn't sufficient, and he also needs?
So he's saying the only heker is the piece of wood.
So Rav Avadya Yosef saying the only heker, you only need one heker, the piece of wood. So the piece of metal, the blech, is good enough, right? Rav Abadi saying no, you need two heker. Putting it on top. But one could say another pshat, and the Oral Levada also says sort of you need two hekerim, but he says it in a different way, not just one plus one. It's the one you need in a mokum that's not, that you don't cook there, and then you put a heker. But it's still a little difficult because mehechi tesi of the concept of two hekerim. When do we ever find two hekerim? Usually one heker is good enough. Why two hekerim? Unless you say that people used to cook on top of the tanur, maybe water or something like that. Like Rav Abadi said, even if you cook water there. So then, when they would want to get some hot water thing, maybe they would used to do it. So then, if that would be the case, that would be a Mexican mevashal on, like Rav Abadi said, on any food item, and Rav Gutman said that as well. And then, before you need the eights. Come on.
So, do we know how people cooked in those days from the Sfarim?
Yes, so one second. So So it says, Hechesh ha'oze hekev kilon shemeniach eitzo of muto lita lechatchil kayon shenosen hagedeir agavim mokom shein derech levashol sham. So he's saying you need two things. So what, similar to Rav Abadi. See, Rav Abadi said this thing that you need just two akim. He's saying it a little bit more, that you need, first it has to be a mokum that's not, and then you need a heker plus that. So like Dr. Maybrook was asking last week about the warming trays, so maybe that's not a mokum that you do bishul. So maybe that would be a consider on top, but then you'd still need a heker, one heker. Unless, you know, the other possibility is to say that people used to cook even on top of the tanur, at least some things. And then Rav Avadia would be right, maybe. Or maybe you could say like this. Not like Rav Avadia. Mamish, to put something just on the mokum that you mamish do the cooking is still Mechzikim Vashem. But on top of the tanur, maybe they didn't normally cook there, but maybe certain things they did there. So it was a quasi mokum bishul on top. So a quasi mokum bishul needs together with a heker. But if you're putting it in the mokum that's mamish meyuchad for cooking, one heker is not gonna help. Because it's still machzikim avasha. But if you're putting it on top, so either you say this is the Rav Abadi's word that you need two hekerim, it's a little difficult. Well, you say that it's not a mokum, well, maybe, but if it's not a mokum, then that should be good enough. Why isn't that a good enough? Well, so maybe Taka, they sometimes did cook there, meaning like a cup of coffee, you know, or something like that. Not a complicated roast or something like that. And then it was a quasi mokum, so together with a heker, that would be okay. So that's the pilpul here. What the Maril really meant? Yeah.
No, do you know what the samovar is?
Samovar, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically a boiler with fire underneath.
Right.
The water inside.
Right.
But then on top of it, there is a spot where you put the teapot in.
Mm-hmm.
So the way you do it, you basically brew the tea itself, the essence, in the top pot, and the samovar itself is for boiling regular water.
Right.
So the process of brewing, of cooking tea leaves, is happening in a teapot that sits on top of the boiler.
Right.
So that's like cooking on top of a pot.
And that that's what people do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had a special folder for the teapot.
Okay, so it comes out, Rabosai, that what did we see tonight? We saw the Shulchan Aruch HaRav's work, that Sif Gimel was talking about inside the Keder, but if you flip it over, it will be the same as Sif Hay, and there's no need for food against the Prima Gadim. According to that, all the inverted tins would be good enough on their own right. And then we saw the maril that required, on top of the tanur, also put a piece of wood there. So Ravadi said, so from here you see, you can just put a blech and then return from the fridge. That's Ravadi Yosef Sak, that dry chicken, or even if it's moist a little, as long as the majority is dry, you can go from the fridge onto the blech. And Rav Abadi said no, that the Maril is talking about that the mokum on top is already a heker, so he's requiring a double heker.
That'll be an inverted tin.
That's why he said that maybe two pieces of aluminum on the plot that could be two hekerim. One maybe could discuss that, but and the Or Halavana says that. No, it has to be that the mokum is not a mokum that's miyuchad for cooking, and then you put the heker. But a mokum that's miyuchad for cooking, a heker is not going to make it. And that's what we normally assume. Just putting a blech is not good enough. No, Rav Avadi Yosef has a good taina. Why can't I just take chicken from the fridge, dry chicken, and put it on top of the blech? Whoever cooks that way. So the answer is people don't cook that way. But lamaisa, that's the mokum. And in the mokum, it's still mechzik kemavashel, even with this heker. So you need to make it mutter. It has to be a heker in a place that's not a mokum. And then it's not mechzik kemavashel. So Rav Abadi says that's maybe even in the mokum, if you have two akerim, or maybe like the Oral Levana says, no, you need that it's not a mokum, that it's miyuchad, and then a heker works.
There's different types of hekerim you can have. Like a piece of wood which doesn't conduct heat very well, wood, it would seem like that's more of a heker than simply a blech. So even if Rav Avadia wants to say one heker, putting something straight on the blech on the fire, I don't know that's
right,
the
that's
same
what we discussed with the Chazanish, right.
Sort of heker.
Right. But the Chazanish didn't like blechs. He thought a blech doesn't. It has to be something where it diminishes the fire or something like that. In other words, you put Chazanish held a blech that doesn't do anything because it's not grufa, it's not ketuma, because they used to put ashes on the fire that would quell the fire a little bit. Here it's on top of the fire. That we saw the Chazanish a couple of weeks ago. Okay, so this is the interesting discussion. To be continued, this issue, there's still a lot of the other nekudas to be discussed. But we saw today the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Maril, those two things, and the whole discussion with what the Maril b'shem the Aguda, b'shem the Tashbeitz, b'shem the Maram Rutenberg, like Dr. Einstein said. Yeah.
The two temples are outside the Malkum Bishop.
No, Rav Abadi's shita was that Maril's just saying you need two hekerim. So he wants to say, once you have two hekerim.
So you inverted 10 plus. Inverted 10 plus tinfoil.
Plus tinfoil, right. Inverted 10 plus tinfoil would be good. And Rav Yashiv, if you look for one second.
I'm sorry, in the Chuvas Maram as well?
I haven't seen it anyplace else, no. He says, page 21, Rav Yashiv, always says a good zog. He comes from the Sefer Shuvas Yitzchak. He's one of the Talmidim of Rav Yashiv. Hevi b'shem kegrish al Yashiv. Sfile dafil mitin kam kederi zu al gabizu, osu li ten al gabem l'chadchil b'shabas. Miachim v'en akteri konis chashiva raki gufu k'tuma, shem shavadi osu li ten al chadchil b'shabas, fil gabi kiri k'tam b'kam. He says, you can pile up 10 layers of inverted tins, and they'll still be osir. I mean, for shteichzik, he probably means only if it still gets yatzu lettuce bone. But maybe, unless he has a chumra even that. But that's his word, because just like when you do grufa ketuba, you can put multiple layers of ashes, it's still just grufa ketuba, it's not kedera al gabi kedera, so too over there. But not everyone agrees, as we saw the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Gimel is an empty pot where you put in, when you put it in the pot. But if you would invert it,
okay.
It would be okay.
Gimel was the problem of the food in Gimel, the whole precipitant.
It was getting.
It was getting too hot.
Right.
If you're going to do what the Shulchan Aruch said, it's still going to get hot. You're not making it less hot.
No. So he says. No, he says.
You're not inverting. In Gimel, you have to hold it in your hand because and you put it, and the reason is because it's an empty pot that's not inverted.
Right.
So how's that going to lessen the thermal?
Because it's still gonna be a hefsek.
It's not gonna be
a major thing.
You're so worried about the food problem.
Right.
That it's funny.
It's a funny way of saying it.
Problem.
Right.
I mean, stayed up the whole day making food, and then the food.
Right. You're saying that you would have done it. So that's why you want to say the pasuk prat is and you inverted it, and it's higher up. Yeah.
Especially in Gimel.
Right.
The fear is burning.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Nice. It's for the others. But the Alter Rebbe said not like that. What can I tell you?
Okay.
No, but you have your taina is a good taina. You have a right to question. That's the story. Alter. Okay. Good to see you as always.
Good.